This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Climate change is one of the biggest long-term challenges facing New Hampshire's seacoast. Today, a new report from a collaboration of public and private officials was released with recommendations for how the region can prepare for that challenge. It's a document that could influence town planning, development, and infrastructure projects on the seacoast for years. Joining me now to talk about the report is NHPR's seacoast reporter, Jason Moon. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Peter.
So this report came from something called the Coastal Risk and Hazards Commission. I know it was created by the legislature back in 2013, but who was on the commission and what exactly was their mission?
So the commission was made up of 37 people from a variety of seacoast perspectives. Most were from local and state government. Each of the region's 17 cities and towns had a member, as well as some state reps and senators from the region. But there were also people from the private sector, like the Seacoast Board of Realtors and the New Hampshire Home Builders Association. So you had a variety of public and private interests on the commission, but there was also some diversity in opinion there, too, when it came to the issue of climate change. Here's Fred Rice, a Republican state rep from Hampton, talking about this today at the press conference.
Now, when you're talking about anything that has to do with climate change, sea level rise, subjects of that nature, there's an 800-pound gorilla in the room. And that 800-pound gorilla is the fact that not everybody subscribes to those beliefs.
Rice counts himself among those more skeptical of climate change, and he brought that up to make a point that even he signed off on the recommendations made in this report.
Well, before we get to what the report recommends, what do we know about how climate change is going to affect New Hampshire's seacoast specifically?
Well, that's something that the report actually goes into in quite a bit of detail. So the commission spent a lot of the last 3 years kind of gathering the latest climate change science and applying it to New Hampshire to find out where we're most vulnerable. And the takeaway is that over the long term, there could be some pretty significant challenges ahead. The sea level rise projections in the report say that by 2050, the seacoast will be looking at a sea level rise of between a half foot and 2 feet. By 2100, that range is from about a foot and a half to over 6 feet. And the report digs down to look at what those scenarios would actually mean for seacoast communities. So, for instance, if you take the sort of intermediate scenario of a 4 foot rise in sea level, for just the seven towns on the Atlantic coast, that would mean a loss of 2,600 acres, 33 critical municipal facilities, and about 25 miles of road, including parts of iconic Route 1A, which runs along the Atlantic coast.
Wow. Okay. So what does the report say the seacoast should do to prepare for all that? Are there plans for some kind of giant New Hampshire seawall?
No, it's actually sort of like the opposite of a giant seawall, if there's such a thing. I mean, basically, the seacoast towns are going to have to deal with a lot of the effects of climate change on a site-by-site basis. So the report recommends that towns update their zoning regulations that control where and how new homes are built. It also recommends that towns use these sea level rise projections in their master planning so that when, say, Rye wants to build a new road or a new culvert or even a new school, that they take into account where the sea level is likely to be in the future. Meanwhile, the report recommends for the state that they create a new position at the Department of Environmental Services, someone who could sort of spearhead these efforts and perhaps coordinate some regional cooperation. So less of a giant seawall and more like 1,000 tiny projects.
Okay. And so how likely is it that these recommendations will be acted on?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, these recommendations are just that, recommendations. The chairman of the commission, Cliff Sinnott, addressed this today. He said, you know, towns have disincentives to act because, A, some of the effects of climate change are a long way off, and, B, we don't exactly know how bad it's going to be. But then he said this.
We believe very strongly that this would be a very costly mistake because if we don't take some basic steps to prepare early, the problem and the costs of dealing with it become much greater. It is estimated that for every dollar spent on improving resiliency, $4 is returned in future disaster recovery cost.
One thing that suggests at least some of the recommendations will be followed is that many of the people who can act on them are the same people who were on the commission.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
That's NHPR's Seacoast reporter, Jason Moon.